Alaska Marine Highway System may phase out its fast ferries. One is in long-term storage, and the other will join it this fall. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld looks into the impacts that would have on some of Alaskans.
Sitka resident Mim McConnell's family car has an ignition problem, but the dealer is in Juneau, and the only way to get it there, the ferry system, doesn't sail very often anymore.
I cannot affordably get that car over to Juneau to get it repaired and then get it back here. There's no quick turnaround, for one thing, so I haven't even bothered getting it fixed.
The realtor and former Sitka mayor is one of many coastal Alaskans dependent on the marine highway system. She's among those who have come to appreciate the fast ferries, which shorten sailings, allowing such a trip to happen in a day or two.
Having affordable access on and off an island, that's huge. That can have a tremendous economic impact on a community.
Fast ferry service has become less frequent in recent years, and soon it will be gone altogether. That's because a pair of slower, short-run Alaska-class ferries, or ACFs, will begin sailing next year.
Once we have two new ships, it's very difficult budget-wise to maintain the existing fleet.
Captain John Falvey is general manager of the Alaska Marine Highway System. It's reduced sailings as its funding's been cut. He says the fast ferry Fairweather will sail its usual southeast routes this summer, connecting Juneau to Sitka, Haines, and Skagway. It will then switch to Prince William Sound in the fall, linking Whittier, Valdez, and Cordova. A draft schedule shows it leaving service mid-November. It will be tied up for the winter, with no plans for its return. But Falvey says nothing is final.
We'll have to see budgetary-wise where we are once we get at least one ACF running May 1st of 2019. That's our goal.
The two new ferries are being built at the Ketchikan shipyard. The Hubbard and the Taslina will connect Juneau, Haines, and Skagway, one of the routes the Fairweather sails. While it will be laid up, the ship will be kept ready for use. That's the case for its sister ship, the Chenega, which was tied up 2.5 years ago. The state paid about $160,000 for the first year the Chenega was in storage. The state sold another tied-up ship, the Taku, for scrap earlier this year, but Falvey says it has no immediate plans to sell either vessel.
We let all of the certificates and everything lapse on the Taku, whereas we've got all the high-speed code certificates and things like that in a frozen-type mode on the Chenega, so we could pretty quickly activate that ship and do the same thing for the Fairweather.
The Fairweather began operations in 2004, followed by the Chenega the following year. They sailed faster because they were compact, lightweight, and had stronger engines than other ships their size. But they burned more fuel, so they were also more expensive to run than the system's other small ships. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.